and everybody listened. He may even put some of the old people in order. I wouldn't say old people, but because everybody to me is still young. So I would say the elders, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so and then we had Shima, who is Judy Mawa's daughter. She sing with us. I don't know. Right now, she says she's dealing with our children. So even when we tour, I don't know if she's going to tour with us right now. But she tell us, like, anytime she free up, she'll come back. So.
Okay.
We have her. And then we have Anne-Marie Thompson, who's with us currently. And we have Tina Tamara. She sing on the Wailers album. So yeah, she would be the one. She'll be the one that's actually touring.
She sang the one song with Josh, right?
No, that's CG Victory.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to sing with them back in daddy days.
Okay.
Super, super nice girl. So. Yeah, and then Junior Jazz. How can I forget Junior Jazz?
Yeah, man, Jazz is wicked, man.
Junior, let me tell you, man, Junior Jazz is a blessing. He's one of the men, we call him Mountain Man. Because, you know, on tour, we have a name for everybody. You know? We call him Mountain Man. Yo, anytime we're touring and Junior Jazz see a mountain, as soon as the bus stop, Junior Jazz gone up the mountain. You know? He likes trails. He like nature. Okay. One time I tried to run with him and I couldn't do it anymore. I said, Junior, I can't go no more. Him fit. But he is also my vocal coach. It's because of Junior Jazz why I get more confident to sing.
Okay.
Junior Jazz has been teach because we have a band named Reggae Force with Alina, you know, my daughter's mom. And
with Junior and you.
And Junior and me and Peter Pan, and one of the best keyboard players ever.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, we have our band. So I had to learn how to the harmonies. And that's where the learning and understanding harmonies came in. Because, you know, I learned a little bit from my grandfather, Joe Hicks, when I was younger. But I was young. So I already knew a little bit of it, but nothing really big. And then Junior just came and really did amazing. And
you know what I mean? I worked with Jazz from he moved to South Florida from New York. And
from New York.
With Brothers United. And,
yes.
And, you know, because we used to do a Monday night in Del Rey. And he was there for about 8 years. So I see Jazz every Monday except for when he was out on the road with you guys.
Wow.
And I tell you this, Jazz work ethic is amazing. He always trying to better his voice, better his guitar playing. He's definitely a top-notch musician.
Jazz is amazing, man. He's a blessing. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, man.
And then we have Christian Colin is our engineer, you know?
Okay.
And then we have Matt, who's our stage manager. And then, you know, that's what we're having about now. Am I missing anybody else?
Matt? Is it the same Matt as always? The short guy?
No.
Okay.
Matt, he's in Ireland right now.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's our team, basically. And then when Tyrone come, then, you know, Tyrone will mostly tour with us, like in Europe or Canada.
Gotcha. Is Aisha still doing? She's still part of it too, right? She usually does the merch.
Yeah, man. Aisha do the merch, and she helped with PR too.
Okay.
Yeah, cause you know, she's the greatest, man. She'll troubleshoot anything if something don't look right.
Yeah.
You post something, and next thing you look on it and say, "Oh, come it change." Aisha say, "That never look right."
Okay.
She's the greatest, man.
I love Aisha, man.
Yeah, man. I love her, man. Like, love her like cooked food, man.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, Junior, anything else you want to talk about or anything you want to mention or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. Well, the song Destiny.
Destiny has once again surprised me.
That song really was it was funny because Amelia came to me and said, "I have a song what we did with Gloria a long time. I want to do this in reggae." So I listened to it and said, "Yeah, bad." So him said, "What you need? You need a week, 2 weeks?" So I said, "No, I can't do it in one day." He said, "What?
Destiny.
I
has once again surprised me. Destiny must want you here beside me.
So yeah, man, I can't do it in one day. So
okay.
I came in the studio and he sent the lyric sheet, but I didn't really know the song, so I had to sing it so I could learn where the parts them is. And after I finished the rhythm now, then I actually sing it all the way down and then deleted the vocals and send them the MP3. So them said, bring the hard drive. But what happened is when I was leaving, I pull out the backup drive instead of the actual hard drive.
Oh.
So I said, oh, it's already on the backup drive, other than driving all the way back up to Pompano. So I just give it to them, not knowing that the backup drive, because the vocal was the last thing I deleted. It still had the vocal on it. I said, oh, Jesus. I didn't know.
Right.
So
right.
I was home and got a text from Emily Estefan. Oh, my gosh, I love your voice. I said, yeah, well, she said, I heard you on Destiny. I said, what? Oh my gosh, you wasn't supposed to hear that. Because you know when you're in the studio, you know, and nobody is there.
Yeah.
You're gonna do things out of your comfort zone. So I said, I grew up listening to Bob Marley and the Wailers my whole life. And then my voice is deep, but as I gotten older, it got it kind of have that little raspy thing there.
Yeah.
So I was able to train my voice, and Junior just already been giving me techniques what to do with my voice. So I've been doing all of that. So I did all of that. And I said, let me try some of them Bob Marley thing.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. But you know, I'm gonna do that on my own. We're not gonna do that in front of people.
Yeah.
So now when Amelia did them do that, I said, no, Amelia, no, don't take out that part there.
Yeah.
I said, no, that's the best part. I said, blood, see, I said, what am I gonna do? I said, I'm gonna sing again.
Yeah.
So anyways, when him go mix it now, because him said, no worry, man, if you don't like it, we won't use it. So I'm gonna get confidence and say. So when I went to the studio, him said, don't worry, man, I got a guy to sound like you. So when he pressed play on his meme, I'm hold on my head, I said, Amelia. And then he's like, but then I all up about my head. And I said, damn, I actually don't sound too bad.
That wasn't supposed to be, that kind of happened as an accident or?
That, yeah, Destiny with me singing was an accident. And that accident opened up the doors for me singing What a Shame and Good Times.
Ah, okay. We'll see it there. And can you tell us what movie the song is going to be in?
Oh, we don't know.
You don't know. He's just shopping it.
Yeah. Cause you know, him, one thing with Amelia, he works with every company.
Yeah.
He don't work with one company, so that's why he knows. Because when he was searching to do the album for us, you know, he could go to any company.
Of course.
And he chose the one that he think will be more family orientated for us.
Okay.
Because him say reputation, you want to be good with people. And you learn these things, you know, because business is business. But you see, when you do good business and you follow the books, it's easier for you to not, you know what I mean? Because the books can work for you or it can work not with you. It depends on your personality.
Mm-hmm.
If you're arrogant, then no. But certain risks you have to take and certain risks you should not take. Because, I mean, in most of these people that become millionaires, they all took risk, you know.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But we take the positive risk, the risk them that are positive and a risk what can help everybody and each other. So for me, doing that is a way how the band can benefit.
Right.
As well, you know, so when we go do it, when we go sign and do this and then you might have other people that tell me this and this and that. I say, are you providing anything for the band? Are you providing anything? You're not providing anything for the band, you know? So when I do that, I'm looking out, because when you do that, no, we got nominated with all that hard work, and not just by ourselves. We got it with a top company and a top producer. It's because of my father. Like I tell you again, my father said, I have an open mind, because he and Bob wanted a producer and they wanted Quincy Jones and they couldn't get him.
Right.
So when daddy said, you have Amelia, the man said, you even get somebody what we couldn't even get.
See you there.
You know what I mean? So, and I follow his advice and look where we reach now. So that means anything what anybody say does not matter, because I followed what he said and we reached to this level. So
yeah, man.
Family man is my guidance.
I really get a good understanding of you and your father from this interview. And I really love, I mean, obviously there's a connection, but it's a different type of connection, because you still give your father credit for everything.
Is it, man?
It's like him coming through you.
Yeah, man. He's the man. Let me tell you, man. He guided me through the whole thing. I remember one time, one of my cousins them tell me, Uncle Carly's son, him tell me, say, you know, you have to take care of all of your father people. And I said, no. I said, I can't do that. I said, because me have to make my own future. But what I can do is take care of my father's foundation, meaning his musical foundation. That right. is what I doing. But I'm not here to take care of his burden, because I'm not going to do that. It's not fair.
Right.
So go do all of that. Them say, but you're doing the work. We said, but I work hard to reach to this level. You think I did just get it? So okay. Because I work hard to get to the level, I'm supposed to just work on tour and just send money to people? No. That's not working. That will not work. So, but you can help people with the music. And that is what we do by feeding them soul with great music.
You know? Yeah, man. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Ashton, I tell you, what an honor. And thank you for sharing so much with me and Culture Shock. And, you know, I've always had the utmost respect for everybody, but if I could have any more, there is more after this, you know, just to be so open. And, you know, like I said, y'all go win the Grammy, man.
Give thanks, man.
All right. Yeah, so we say much love, much respect.
Yeah, man. Much respect. And, you know, big up yourself. Big up the World Barrett family. Big up the Marley family.
Yeah, man.
And big up Peter Tosh and Bonnie Wheeler's family. You know, because you have to give the most respect to them too, because I'm a huge fan. Huge, huge fan of Bonnie and Peter. Trust me.
Likewise.
Yeah, you know. And I'm still a fan of all of the other members too. I'm a huge. I love Uncle Junior Marvin. And I love Uncle Alandis. And I love Uncle Wire, Uncle Tyrone, Seiko. Uncle Seiko, everybody, you know.
Yeah, man.
So that unconditional love is why we're even still able to even do this. Because it doesn't matter if somebody have a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That unconditional love is the only thing that will get you far. And you can see. That's approved.
You're a product of that.
Yes, family.
All right, respect.
One love, man.